Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian.
And Mike, last week I left everyone with a challenge.
Why don't you clear that up for us?
I said, start with the phrase getting older. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the names of two animals. What are they?
Well, you are speaking of a gelding and an otter.
Well done.
Thank you. All right, Ian, on November 13th, 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the ruling in Browder v. Gale, a June 1956 ruling by an Alabama district court, which declared that bus segregation was unconstitutional as it violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The ruling effectively ended the Montgomery bus boycott, which began when one Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus. To commemorate the Supreme Court's ruling this week, our quiz is about famous Montgomerys. From 1964 to 1972, actress Elizabeth Montgomery portrayed Samantha Stevens, a magical being who marries a human and agrees, rather unsuccessfully, to give up her powers. Montgomery also played Samantha's cousin Serena, a performance credited to Pandora Spox, on what ABC sitcom?
That was Bewitched.
It is Bewitched. And Montgomery also played the title role in the 1975 TV movie The Legend of Lizzie Borden. And Montgomery and Borden are sixth cousins.
Huh.
What cocktail, when made with a 15-to-1 ratio of gin to vermouth, is called a Montgomery, named for British Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery, who reportedly favored that particular formula because it was the same ratio by which he liked to outnumber his opponents in battle?
That's a martini.
It is a martini.
That is the driest martini of all time.
Yes, the martini is correct, and that was also said to be, perhaps not surprisingly, Ernest Hemingway's favorite version of the martini as well. Founded in 1872, the retail company Montgomery Ward ran a Christmas promotional campaign featuring a character later commemorated in, among other media, a 1949 number one hit sung by Gene Autry and a 1964 stop-motion animation special. What character, shunned by his peers, but who ultimately saves Christmas, is it?
That is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It is indeed. That was a character invented by a copywriter at Montgomery Ward. Known as the Wall Street of the West because of its large concentration of financial and investment activity, including the world headquarters of Wells Fargo, Montgomery Street begins in the Telegraph Hill neighborhood and runs through the heart of the financial district of what West Coast city?
San Francisco?
San Francisco is correct. And in the 1830s, Montgomery Street was right at the edge of San Francisco Bay, and the gold rush created such a demand for usable land that they leveled some of the bluffs to make more buildable land, and so now Montgomery Street is 7 blocks from the water.
Oh.
And finally, playing for the Boston Red Sox from 1970 to 1979, catcher Bob Montgomery holds the distinction of being the last major league player to bat without wearing what protective piece of gear, made compulsory for all players in 1971?
A helmet.
A batting helmet is correct, yes. And active players were allowed a grandfather clause for that rule, and so Montgomery decided he would just pad the inside of his cap instead. Well, Ian did rather excellent this week. How well did you do? Let us know, quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can see Montgomery questions at wamc.org/anyquestions, where we also have some extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Mr. Burns. That's MisterBurns. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the nickname of a baseball team and a hockey team. What are the teams?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike will get to work on that challenge and be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.